If you pull it out, it's called the melacha of oikah davar megedulin. Here also, the behema, the baby is growing in the mother's stomach. You're pulling it out, you oikah davar megedulin. And Amar Abaya Haiman, the tolish titmo meunyo dechatzvah. The same thing. If you take off this fungus that's growing on unyo on the rim of the chatzvah of kelim. Shrashim unyo dechatzvah pomim shugodel b'svas adlim mayim. All of you have water inside the kli, on top of the kli, fungus starts to grow there. So if you pull off this fungus on Shabbos, yechayiv mishumay kadova migdulei. Since lamayit it's growing there, even though it's not mechul the kaka, still yechayiv. So the more akasha b'zayin, most of avayshia, ha'atoylish miyotzus nokav chayiv. We know if you pull out of a flower pot that has a hole on the bottom, it's called mechul the kaka, then yechayiv. Abavishayna nokav potter. But if you pull something growing a leaf, growing from a flower pot that has a hole in the bottom, you're potter. Is the kasha, why you're potter? Why is this worse? Nokodav migdulei. Lamaisa, the leaf is growing now in this flower pot, so pulling off the leaf should be chayit. And the Gemara, hosam lav hainu revitam, hocha hainu revitam. Has the ikka way of planting something is attached to the ground. That's the way plants grow. Mele, if it's in a flower pot, the ikka way of growing is with a hole. If it doesn't have a hole, that's not derech harisa. That's not the derech it should be growing. There wouldn't be an iser of oikah davar migdulei. Mashenkin fungus, that's the derech the way fungus grows. Fungus grows on the kelim. That's derech harisa. That's called oikah davar migdulei. It has to be something that's normal to grow that way. But to grow things in a flower pot that doesn't have a hole, it's not normal. Because normally you grow things on the ground. It's only fungus that grows on top of kelim. So therefore, fungus that grows that way, you're chayiv. But in the flower pot, not the derech, you do like, you put it. So Grashi, lav hain revisa, they in derech zriya shom. It's not a derech to grow there in the flower pot. Avul elu, shomru, hu ikka gedulon. But fungus and the kishusa, that's the way it grows. And who was in a baby in the mother's stomach, that's where the baby's supposed to grow. So if you ikka dove, mi gedulai, you're chayiv on shom.
Daf Kuf Ches.
Chayiv Yoyf. The Mishnah says in Chayiv Yoyf that you could capture them, you chayiv. And who are din chavol, if you chayiv with them, also you chayiv. Omar Afuna. Kais vin tfilin agabi or shal oiftor. You could write a tfilin on the skin of a knife, a bird. Labdas can eat parchment from an animal. Be from a bird also. Abi it's an oiftor, something you're allowed to eat. Omer Rabbi Yosef, my kamashpul matzi chiddush. Yislayor, you want to tell me that bird skin is also considered skin? I would think it's not called or it's not called the cloth. Kamashpul it is. Tanina, we learned already. Says now Mishnah, hachayvu ben chayiv. We make a chavol on Shabbos in the bird, yichayiv. And the hezbollah was, since it has skin, so when the blood comes up to the top of the skin, it's called the chavolo. We say the blood left the circulation. Why didn't it leave the body? Because the skin stopped it. But if it wouldn't have skin, you'd be potter then. So the Mishnah says already that birds have skin to it. So pshiti could write a tefillin on it, or a sefer Torah on it. So it's called Malaya Baya Tuba Kamashma. No, there's a big chiddush here. The imam asked this, and from our mission alone, have a mina kivon the isbe nikve, since it has holes in the skin of a bird, much where the feathers were. When you pull off the feathers, there's little holes in the skin. If I would think it's not kosher to write tefillin on, kamash malon, still it's kosher. Why is it kosher? I have a cloth that has holes in it. It's possible. Could the army my rovel, like learned in Eretz Yisrael, kol nekev shadiyoye verus alov eino nekev. Nageil aloch, if you have a parchment, and there's a hole in the parchment. So before you go to write the oisius, if the hole is so small, that when you put the pen over it, the ink like clogs up the hole, you don't see the hole, it's kosher. Mashenk, if the hole is bigger, that after the ink goes over it, either the pen can't go into it, or else the hole nicker, then the ois is possible. So here by oifice, the holes are so small that the pen goes through it, the ink goes over it, and it's not nicker anymore, the holes. So drashi nikve nikve, mokya moishav noitzah, the place where the feathers were on the skin of the bird, there's little holes. Le nichtav rachmon oma uchsavtum tzivatomam, I would think you have to have a pure tzivam. Shleima v'leim of sekis, no hefse, can't have any cracks in the oisius. See, you have a hole, it's called a crack. The Teretz says, no, since the hole is so small, and the dioy, the ink covers it up, it's kosher. Meisvei, Reb Zeira. Pasuk says, Bichnofov, lahachshir es or. The halacha by a korban zatrashi bechnofav goes on bo'ila soif. A korban oila that's brought with a, by a bird oila soif. Mishtoi she yisienu bo'id knofav boy. You should rip it in half when the feathers, the wing is still on it. O maktir knofav and you burn the wings, the feathers. Kol kanfei guf, all the feathers of the guf. You have noitzahu hadaka. Feathers is called mamish, the very thin feathers. Shehi babosa kimin sema grows on top of the meat like wool grows. Shemlosh roshim koshim doesn't have any hard part to the feathers, very little. So idashna posa b'chnofav, you're supposed to burn it when the skin like is still on top of the, is still attached to the oif. So what are we dashing here? Lahach shereth or, that even the skin also you could burn. Drash lahach shereth or, lemat limdcho akosiv sheinet tzorech hefshit. You don't have to take the skin off the animal like a behemoth, like others behemoth. She possible is or is by a behemoth. You're not allowed to burn the skin, even though korban oila, the whole thing is burnt. Agavya mizbeach, everything except for the skin. First, you have to take off skin the animal. The skin goes to the kohanim, and the rest of the meat is burnt. Vashenkem by oila soif. If you have a bird, then you're allowed to burn the skin. Now, these sakotaytich orhu, if you're going to tell me that the skin of the bird has a din skin to it, that you're allowed to light tefillin on it, of the hechi marvelei kro, how could the terrorists say you're allowed to burn it? The kuri you see by ulus vehema, you can't burn the skin. It's only the meat you're allowed to burn. So poshup shat is, since you see you're allowed to burn the skin of the bird, it's a raya, the skin's bird doesn't have, the bird, the skin of the bird doesn't have a shame skin. And more amalei abaye nein. Orhu, it's like a cold skin. That's why it's kosher to write film on it. Now, Rachman Rabia, it's no kosher. That's the Xeris of Kosovir. Bichnafav, that's the Kiddush. That even though by a behemoth you don't burn the skin, but by a bird you're allowed to burn the skin. Even though it is cold skin, that's good for the Kiddush Akru. By the Ikad Yamri, Omer Abzeira. Afananamitnina. I'll also bring your raya that the skin of a bird is considered or considered skin. The Posik says, Bichnafav, an extra Posik, that you could burn the wing, l'rabbis es or, you could even burn the wing when it has its skin on it. Now, an extra posik. Iyam bishleim or, who if you tell me it's considered or, has a din skin to it, hainu di yisra krol reveal. That's why I need a posik to tell me that it's mutter. Mashba, without the posik, I would think you're not allowed to burn the skin of a bird. Why not? Because the skin is called skin. That's why I need a posik now to tell me it's mutter. Eliyam with lav oru, but if you tell me no, in svara, this skin of a bird doesn't have a shame skin, it's cold like the meat. Amay yitzvah krol ravuya. Why do I have to have a posik that it's mutter? Pshitu it's mutter. Why not? At gemara, omalei abaya, liyelo meim loch, that's no raya. Atay lav oru. Atay really the skin of the bird is not considered skin. The yitzvah, still I need a posik. Vasalko daitech aminach. Kivon diyispe pirtsi, pirtsi moyis. Even though the skin of the bird doesn't have a thin skin, still I would think you're not supposed to burn it on the mizbeach. Because since it has holes, like where the feathers went through, it's moist, it's not so nice, I would think you shouldn't burn it. Kamashmul, and still you're allowed to burn it. So there's no raya that in Svara the skin is cold skin. Maybe the skin of the bird is not cold skin. And maybe it should be possible to write a sefer Tiferet Tefillin on it. No, why is the posik, why need a posik for you allowed to burn it? Because otherwise it's meis, it's not nice. I would think you shouldn't burn it. Al gabi hamizbeach, kamashmon, still you're allowed to burn it. Al gabi hamizbeach. Shrashi pirtzi, haino nikve, it has a lot of holes in it. So I would think it's not nice to put this on the mizbeach. Kamashmon, you're allowed to. So I call upon him, that's why you need first Rav Huna's chiddush. That Rav Huna's mechadish tells us a chiddush that you should know you're allowed to write tefillin on the or from a bird. Right, the boy minay ma bray the ravino b'Rav Nachman b'Rav Yitzchok ma lichta tefillin agavi or shol doctor. What about to take a fish, take a flounder fish, and take its skin and write tefillin on the skin of fish? What about that? Is that called or not? So to omalei im yovi eliyov v'yomer. Let's wait for eliyov and novi. He'll tell us halacha. So tomorrow ma im yovi eliyov. What do you mean to say wait for eliyov v'yomer? Like, what's your suffix? What do you have to wait for eliyov for? Shashi Mayim Yovel Yovayomer, Hette Vyisir ain't Tolly Boy. The Leiba Shemaimi, like Rashban is the Kash for the Monashach. You don't wait for Eliyahu Novi to tell you halacha. Leiba Shemaimi, Eliyahu Novi can't tell you halachas. Halachas we have to know ourselves. We have the Torah now, we have to dash from Torah and learn halachas ourselves. Leiba Shemaimi. Aye, what's Alamol the Pshat and Eliyahu Novi comes, Tishmi, who waits for him to tell us? He'll tell us the Metzias. A lot of times we don't know the Metzias. You have a suffix, what's the Metzias, Adavram? He'll tell us all the Metzias and exactly what is the fact. But to tell you the halacha, that became my failure on Navi. We have to know it ourselves. So that's the Gemara's kasha. What's going to be better with Eliyahu Navi? We're not going to listen to him anyway if we don't know the halacha now. Slay Bashamayani. I mean, you can't have Tama Sophic if there is skin or not. We don't have to wait for Eliyahu. I can tell you that also. That it has skin, so what's your Sophic? There's a Mishnah Kalim about that. At Some Sadag, the bones of a fish. The Oiroi and its skin is Matzilim B'yol HaMeis. If you have a mace, and you want to put an oil on top of a cover on top of the mace to stop the tumor from going up, the halacha is if the oil itself is a substance that's not makabel tumor, that's called a mafsik. You have a mace in the bottom, you put an oil on top, so the tumor doesn't go up. On top of the oil, it's mutter. What do you need to make an oil? Something that's not makabel tumor. So it says if you make the oil from the atzomais or the ore of a fish that's not makabel tumor, it's matzil. Matzil and b'yol hamace. You see, it's called skin. If it wouldn't be called skin, stam, the meat of the fish could be makabel tumor. It's only the skin that's not makabel tumor. So you see, claw, the skin of a fish is called skin. So what's your suffix then? Rashi v'tanan atzomas adag v'yorim atzil milomais. The fish shame makabel tumor because they're not makabel tumor. Kidatan of teros kanim or yochel oiros sheviam v'atzomas adag nami. This would that I would think it's makabel tumor. The kli etzem the makabelim tumas v'dayim to kli etzem nikol ma'is izim yafin in law. Lo v'dav rabom in izim min akanaim atlofen avodogim loy. But kale makan out of fish is not makabel tumor. So how do you make a kli out of fish? Out of the meat you don't make no kalim. You only make the kalim either out of the bones of the fish or out of the skin of the fish. So these two substances are not makabel tumor. The chol shein of makabel tumor in the loch of chetz mitnei atumor. Or mishne zub and mistech the kalim. Mele, if it's not makabel tumor and you put it as an oil on top of the mace, it stops the tumor from going up. So you see, claw, the skin of fish is called skin. So what's your suffix then? Elo. Im yovi eliyovi yoimoi poska zuomo minei oiloi poska zuomo minei. That's the shailam. Avadin din is called skin. But maybe it's a mis, a skin that has zuomo, has vashtunki, it has a mis. It's like it stinks. So maybe we don't know if the stink went away from the skin or not. The mice, when you smell a fish, it smells. When you smell the skin, it smells. So the shailam is that you must smelling or shter at hilchot film or not. So it's telling the mitzias, how much smell is no good? So that passed away for Eliyahu Novi. He'll tell us if that smell is cool smell or not. Rashi. Right. Shmuel is at Mamaisa. Shmuel and Karno have a yas for Yaguda de Nahar Malka. Shmuel and Karno are both sitting near the bridge on the river of Malka. Aguda de Nahar Malka. Chazinu Lamaya de Kodoliv Yakiri. They saw the water of the river or the ocean was dully coming up, big waves. The akira, a little bit black, a little bit dirty water. Trashik David dully galeya magvim. The waves were coming up a little bit. And it was a little bit dirty. Omale Shmuel Karna, so Shmuel told Karna, you know what is happening now? While Gavra Rabbi calls him Marova, there's a Choshevid coming in the ship now from Eretz Yisrael. The Chayesh Bemeye, and he has stomach problems. Because he has to go. The Kodoli Maya la Kabula Yape Kame. And the water now is coming up to be Makabuponim for him. So what does it mean, like Makabuponim? So Drash la Kabula Yape, Lasis Mechitza Soviv. The water is coming up now to make a Mechitza around the ship. Kishunifna, because he has stomach problems he has to go make. So Kishunifna now doifed them on the sides of the ship, has finished La Yira Giluya, that nobody should see him. Or in Yanachli cannot La Kaneach, or else the water went up to wipe him. Like upon him, that's why the water came up now. Shashiv Akiri, Inyan Tsar, Mishum Tsaroi, Akiri Loshin, the water now is a little dirty, like the water has Tsar. To show the same way this big Talmud Chacham also has Tsar. Shafu Okur, Vnesh Lahoya Ruach Manashevis, Verua Amayim, Nasin Galam, Haven, Shalakavod Adam Godelhu. The Rashi says, the reason why they knew this happened was, it was a nice calm day, and there's no reason for the wind, for the waves to come. Elamai, because of the tzaddik, the waves were coming up. That's what Shmuel told the Karna. So Maisa was zil, so one told to the other. Shmuel told Karna, zil toyelei kankana. Let's go smell his barrel. In other words, let's go ask him, Shalom, the Talmud Chacham, see if he knows anything. Let's see how much of a Talmud Chacham he is. Rashi tei means sereach bebek and kana, will smell his barrel. Im yayin hu, oi hechmitz. What does that mean? K'moi vastei of the yomeg abiyay nesa. Kloima. But ku im chochem u im lav. Let's go be bidekim, we'll ask him shalas alocha, see if this person that's coming is really a tam chochem or not. So they ask him, ozil ashti chelu rav. They came and found out who is this tam chochem on the ship coming. It was rav. Omalei, so karna told to rav. Minayin shen koisfin tfilin el agabi or behema Torah. How do you know if you only write tfilin on the skin of a behema Torah? Torah means it's an animal that if you shecht it, you're allowed to eat it. La fuki, a pig, or other animals that you can't eat, you're not allowed to write tfilin. How do you know this halacha? O Malay, the answer in the back, Rav answered the back, this is, the pasuk says, Laman tiyu teras Hashem beficha. That tfilin should be in your mouth. What does it mean tfilin should be in your mouth? V'dashem min hamuta beficha. It means to tell us you could only write tfilin on such an animal, on such a skin that came from an animal that you're allowed to eat that animal. Mashenkin, a pig, you're not allowed to eat, you can't write tfilin on its skin. Vaita, they asked him another shayla. We'll soon see. That's also mutter. We'll soon see. Minayin ledam shu odim. He asked him another shayla. How do you know that blood is red? Is the answer in the back? Shenema, the pasuk says, Vayiru moyev mineged asamayim. Moyev saw on the back of the water. Adoimim kedam. They saw the water turned red like blood. So kitziv, near this pasuk, I know that blood is red. Tell about Musa say the Khurza Shala, what was the Shala? Everybody knows. You look at blood, you see it's red. And what we see is not Emes. Could be. You only know Emes what the Torah says. Even to know such a fact that the that blood is red is what says Apostle Novi. That's how they knew it. So not for the Psukim you would know it. How do you know such thing as day and night? He said, because the Apostle says Vayera Vayboyke, that's how I know it. If not for the Apostle who said I wouldn't know it. We see it night and dark. It's not Mukh, everything we see is Emes. And well, we can make a mistake while we see. It's a Santa Gemaria. Like, how do you know it's red? Because the Pasuk says it's red. So Drashi, Minayin Ladam Shu Odom Drashi, the Gabi Nido Dam Ksiv, by Nido, the Torah says Dam. Or Tanan, we learned the Masech Nido, Hey Domim Temeim, Disha. There are five different colors of Dam that come out of the Isha that's from Metamaho. The Kula Mishum the Mareim Aduma. And all of them is because it looks red. So we see from the Gemara there that red is the color of blood. So now the Kashmir is, how do you know that? How do you know the color of blood is red? Afagav the Shachar Tonabu, even though there we say if something comes out black, it's also Tameh. I mean in Shachar Edemu, really black is called red. Elishaloka. Just the redness got hit, it got ruined or got something, it turned into black. Really black comes from red. So he answered it, it says in the poster that the blood is red. How do you know the Torah gave a mitzvah milah? It means on the mokum erva where we make the milah, maybe it means someplace else. So he answered back, Nema karno losin. It says here by milah, you should be about your losin. But Nema lahalon or losin. It says another possible losin. It's a drashi natiya, by planting. And all that a plant, orla is also. Malahalon dovashay sapri. Just like ba'orla. What's also ba'orla? You can't plant trees that give off fruit. The fruit is lost in the first 3 years. Is Afkan Dovah Shreis the Pri. Here also talking about the Eivor that makes the Pri. Mezera comes out of the Eivor. That's the Mukum you have to make the Bris Milah. Eimo Liboy. So he asked Rav Akashva, maybe it means the heart. Maybe you have to make the Milah in your heart. You should make an open heart surgery, maybe. The Postik says, O Maltem es Ola Tlavavchem. So you see, Ola goes upon the leg. So maybe Milah has to mean you have to cut the heart. Eimo Oznai. Maybe it even means the nose. The ears, I'm Oznai, the ears. They see if he may Orla Oznam. It says the ears were like Orla. They had pushed up the ears, they couldn't hear. And the Sarav gave a teretz. Donin Orla Soy Toma, may Orla Soy Toma. Both these two places, it says Orla Soy, it says who we're talking about. It says Orla Soy, your Orla, and your Orla. The ain't Donin Orla Soy Tama, that it says by Milo, may Orlas Shena Toma. The other passage that says Tam Orlas doesn't say which Orlas. So you're killing out one from the other. Trashi Tama means Bioisir Olosoi. Tama means the exact same words. It says Olosoi by Milo, and it says Olosoi by the mitzvah Olo, not eat the parents the first 3 years. The Endon Olosoi me Olas. The Ainzua Mira Tama. Shenwa Furish Patecha Teva Olas Ma. Doesn't say what all in the other Pasukim. So only where it says Olosoi and Olosoi, learn out one from the other. So the kids said Rav passed the test, and Rav was able to answer back all the shaylas. Omalei, now Rabbi says a little bit angry at him. Last episode, I first come, you give me a bechina. I didn't come to take a fair, I didn't come to be a Rebbe. How come you gave me a fair? Omalei, Mashemechas, Rav asked him, what's your name? Karni, so my name is Karna. Omalei, Rav told him back, Yehei Rav, what the topic like Karna v'yene, that the horn should come out of your eyes, it's come out of your forehead. That was the bracha he gave him. Shrashi, Tepa, Karna v'yene, Heivin, Boi, Shalom, Soisebo. Because Rav understood, they came to give me a bechini, they didn't like that, so I gave him back, a horn should come out of your head. Lisoif Eile Shmuel Abaisit. At the end, what happened? Shmuel took Rav to his home. Took him home? He took him to his house to sleep at night. What did he do? Och Lein Hamad Asari. Even though Shmuel knew he had stomach problems, Sakura shouldn't eat too much, still he gave him bread. Which type of bread? The worst bread. He gave him barley bread. Namad Asari. The Kisa the Hasna. Gishmaka herring he gave him. It's also very bad for stomach. The Ashka Shikra. And he gave him beer to drink. And he didn't show him the Beis HaKisei. Now, as all these things make you go, and he didn't show him the Beis HaKisei. And Kihecha de Lishtalshle, because then he should have to go and not go. So, what did he do it for? Rashi said he did it for a fool for him. Said Rashi, Oichla Nama de Sari, Kide Lishtalshle de Roifa Yishmul. Shmuel was a doctor. So, Shmuel knew that what is good for him to have to go. Veloilach Vele Beis HaKisei, Shemeteich Kach. Since he didn't show him where he has, where the Beis Kisei is, and he has to go, is mishapech or misbalbal hazevul v'meyo. He's inside that will jump up and down in his stomach, or mismaydir kula, and the whole thing will get, he'll get all out of his system, and that's the way he's going to clean him out. So Shmuel knows this is the way to clean him out. So the kol ponim he had sadol rav. So the ma'aseh was layit rav. Rav gave him a klola. V'yoma manda mitzairon leluk milay bini. Whoever's mitzayim, he shouldn't have any children. V'chein havi. As long as the ma'aseh, Mashmash Shmuel didn't have any children. Right. Ki tanoi. A kol ponim zot gemara. Our mashal is an achlokes tanoim. Minayin lemila shebo'i samokim. How do we know taka that bris mila is bo'i samokim? The way we make it. Nemakan alosoi, like Rav answered, but nemalahalan alosoi, malahalan dover shayser pri, just like Ba'ol is talking about a tree that gives off fruit. So Adin Afkan dover shayser pri, talking about by the man, where does he have his zera that gives off fruit, gives off children? That's by Oisi Aver. Divra Rabbi Yashia, Zidashin Rabbi Yashia. Rabbi Nosanoimir, ain't it sorry, I don't have to learn out from here. Harayuaimir, the Pasik says, the oral zohor, are shaloyimol as pesaro losoi. That says the mila is only by a zocher. What happens by a zocher, not by nekeva? Elamai, it means mokum shenika by zachus nekevas. It means the mokum, we can tell the difference where the person, the kid, is a zocher on a keva, that's b'yosim mokum. So from the gufa posek, I know the bris mila has to be b'yosim mokum. Turn around, Kais vin tefillin agabi or behema toira. Vi agabi or chaya toira. The agave or nevelas utrefa shalhem. He's loved after you have to shech the animal, even if they died by themselves or nevela the trefa, still the or is mutter to use for tefillin. We'll soon see why. Avi it's a min that it's shaykh to eat the animal, on such a min the Torah said the skin is kosher for tefillin. V'nichroi spesiron. Lachmid is supposed to wrap around the parshias themselves before you put them into the batim, you're supposed to wrap them around the siren with the hair from the animal. When it's for us begidim, and they tie up the batim with the veins. That's called gidim, that's what they tie him up with. Trashi v'nichrasu higeris. It's the parshias themselves in the sharosh, all four parshias, when you roll them up, then you're supposed to wrap it around with hair. And then when you sew up the batim, you don't sew it up with stam with thread, and they have to use gidim. Trashi the siren shall elu. The hair of these animals. Then you put the parshas into the bottom of the tefillin. And you tie them, begid them with the veins of the animal. That the tefillin should be, the parshas should be wrapped around with the skin. And it should be sewn up, the tefillin themselves, with the veins. But from pig skin you can't write tefillin. Lo yagabi or chaya tmeya. Then it's aruch loymo agabi or nevelo trefa shlem. Avada, the trefa nevelo of a pig is awesome. V'yei nechroch and besayrit, you can't use pig hair. V'yei netforos pigidim, and you can't sew with the veins from pigs. V'zu shilo shol v'isusay echo desu v'yishu agarsi. The Yester Shatim Mishua Garsi, Minayin Shen Kreisvin Tfilin, Al Or Behemoth Tmeya. How do you know this chilik? The kafat is still cloth, it's still parchment. Why can't I write tefillin on pigskin? The pasuk says, "Laman tiyu teiras Hashem b'fichom." Midover ha'mutter b'fichom. It has to be parchment that it's mutter to eat the animal where the skin came from. How could you write tefillin from the skin, even though it was a cow? But if it died by itself, it's a nevela. How could you use the skin for tefillin? You're not allowed to eat this behemoth. It's a nevela. How could you write it on it? I'll give you a svarim, a marshal why it's mutter. Lishnei b'nei yodim, shenefchai b'ariga. Two people had a din misa. They're supposed to be averted, supposed to be killed. Lamachus, the melech gave a verdict, they're supposed to be killed. Echad horgu melech, one the melech himself kills. The echad horgu is palitur. And one of them, his second-hand man, the shooter, shot the person. Ezel man meshubach, which person is the more choshva person? Like the chur have a yom, is there shargu melech. The one that the melech himself went to kill, the pshat was he was a choshva person, the melech had to kill him himself. Mashenka, the other one is Joe, the shmo, killed him. So it's Rai Yavazoi, the melech does something that's a choshva zach. Here also is Melech Elamiyata. Elamishavet Habayim is there Shogu Melech Elamiyata. So who has more me to say? On the Vela, what's in the Vela? The Vela means it died by itself. If it died by itself, who killed the animal? Hashem killed the animal. So Ma Duch, an animal that we shecht. You're allowed to use the skin to write fill in. So Vad, an animal that dies by itself. What do you mean it dies by itself? The Ebishter killed him. So Vad, you're allowed to use the skin to write fill in on. That's not a good svar. Lamayato yoichlu. For v'zayin, there should be a svar even to eat it. Madzich, you're allowed to eat an animal that we shech, that we killed. Avad, you should be allowed to eat an animal that Hashem killed. If that's such a svar. Omro, that's not shver. The svar is a good svar, but the pasuk says not like that. The pasuk says lo toichlu kol nevelos. V'yata mata yoichlu. And you want to say eat it? Omalei kolus that you said g'rashim shubach tamze. You said a good time. No, it's to be mata b'achilo. There's a gzeras hakosti. You can't eat it. You can only eat something that you made a shchita on. If you didn't make a shchita, you can't eat the meat. But I call upon tefillin is not totally in shchita. Tefillin is you want to use the skin. Now, since the animal is such an animal that when it was alive, you couldn't make a shchita, that's a min kosher that you could use it for tefillin. Ayla Maise died by itself. Stam dying by itself with a svara, the Eibishter killed it. So that's a better thing. So once you see that even if it dies by itself, it's mutter, who are then any type of an animal that's kosher, you're allowed to use. It's only good if it dies by itself. What about if you shoot the animal? If you shoot the animal, if you shoot the animal, Ashton is not Hashem that killed it, we killed it. And it has no head to shchita. So if we shoot the animal, the answer should be us. The old Gemara svar is that if the Hashem kills it, it's a chashur of a thing. But that's only if Hashem dies by itself, not if we shoot it. But Toy says, but once you see in one case that where Hashem kills it, it's mutter, so you see it's a svar, you don't have to have head to shchita. So once you don't need a het to shchita, any type of skin is mutter. I'd be the animal, when it was alive, could have had a heter shchita on it. So the Mishnah. You can't make salt water on Shabbos. But the shaila of making salt water is, it looks like usually you make salt water to preserve the pickles. Amal, they didn't have refrigerators. Amal was shchir, you want to preserve either meat or vegetables, use the salt in a lot. And by salting it a lot, it would stay a long time. That's called a ma'aseh tikkun. You'd be mistaken oichlin. Even though midrashim we had ain't tikkun the oichlin, but midrabbanan are called upon him as also to be mistaken oichlin. So you're not allowed to make a lot. Hilmi means a lot of salt water. Because it looks like you want to pickle cucumbers and make big pickles. And that's also to do on Shabbos. Can't make pickles on Shabbos. But the doy midrabbanan is also to a zachar tikkun oichlin. But you are allowed to make salt water. What does it mean?